In the future, the Pennsylvania State Police will investigate when Philadelphia police officers fatally shoot suspects. One item on a long list of recommendations from the U.S. Department of Justice. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that federal officials came to the city today to give an update of its examination of Philadelphia's police force.
In the past 6 months, the Ramsey-led department has launched nearly all of the DOJ's 91 recommendations. It'll take more time for full implementation, but the DOJ's Ron Davis was clearly impressed with the department's efforts.
I would say their progress is nothing less than amazing.
The original report said Philly police often shot out of fear, and the suspects involved were almost always African American. But after adopting dozens of new policies around firearm training and investigating shootings, officers are firing less often. To help guard against bias in the department's internal investigations, Ramsey says the state police will review all officer-involved shootings.
The perception is that it's biased because it is internal. And part of our responsibility is to see to it that we can do as much as possible to guarantee to the public that it is objective.
Ramsey says it's the little things that represent the culture change. For instance, the department has a new award for officers who de-escalate instead of firing their weapons.
What we want to do is make sure that our officers have the right training, we have the right policies in place.
The DOJ event marked the first time Ramsey's successor, Richard Ross, publicly supported identifying officers who use deadly force.
We got one of the greatest police chiefs in the country. I mean, why would I choose to do anything different? I believe that this law, it goes a long way towards transparency. It's what people want.
But a police union-backed bill in Harrisburg that aims to prevent naming those officers is gaining traction. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.